actively lose their minds over the smallest improvements, when in reality, taking a step back shows that not a whole lot has changed in the last few years. Samsung did manage to flip the wireless charging around, so now it can give and receive wireless power. It'll be fun to see what it looks like inside during the teardown. Before we check the fingerprint scanner, let's talk about the screen. The smaller bezels do make it look futuristic and cool. Each of Samsung's stock wallpapers kind of darken that upper right-hand corner to hide the cheerio-looking camera. The S10 has a 6.1-inch Infinity O display with HDR10 and a 1440 resolution. I left my lighter in place for about 30 seconds before a white mark started to appear. But then when the heat was removed, the pixels completely recovered and went back to normal. Flame still evaporates the outer oleophobic coating, of course, so don't try this at home. The real reason we're here, though, is to durability test the new ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, the first of its kind. The ultrasonic scanner uses high-frequency sound waves passed through the screen to hit your fingerprint and reflect back down into the sensor, kind of like that echolocation that bats use. Setting up my fingerprint was easy enough. The screen itself doesn't need to illuminate since it's all done with sound waves, and it works super quick, every single time, with a cool little ripple animation. But what happens if the front glass becomes scratched or cracked? Will the fingerprint scanner still function? Let's bring over the Deeper Grooves Level 7 pick, and we'll rough up the glass to mimic a substantial amount of abuse. We can all agree that this phone is much more scratched than could ever happen naturally, out in the wild. It's pretty brutal, and almost makes me sad inside. But science must continue. Even with the heavy, unrealistic abuse, the fingerprint scanner is able to read the high-frequency sound waves bouncing from my already programmed fingerprint, and unlocks the phone every single time, with no struggles. Thumbs up for that. It's good to know that normal scratches will never inhibit the fingerprint reader. We'll check and see what happens with cracks in the glass in just a second. First, we gotta try the bend test. With only minor changes to the overall glass sandwich design in the last 4 years, Samsung phones have always been super solid, and this Galaxy S10 is no exception. Whether pressure is applied from the front or the back, there is no flex to the phone, and no glass separation on the back panel or the front screen. No kinks, no cracks, and no damage done to the water resistance of the phone. The Galaxy S10 passes the bend test and is an impressively solid phone. What happens though if there are cracks over the ultrasonic fingerprint scanner? Would cracks be enough to deflect the sound waves and disable the fingerprint scanner? Let's bump things up to a level 8. Beyond scratches and deeper grooves, this level 8 pick creates gouges that only Sapphire can resist, effectively imitating cracks in the glass. The glass directly above the scanner is a mess now, and unfortunately the fingerprint scanning ability is not able to function, completely unable to recognize my fingerprint. The ultrasonic fingerprint scanner is out of order. Yeah, I can draw a pattern and use the less secure Face ID, but the fingerprint scanner is no more. A while ago, MKBHD took sandpaper to scuff up the glass over an optical in-screen fingerprint scanner, and afterward it still functioned just fine. So when comparing the two side by side, my initial impression is that the ultrasonic scanners, like the one in the S10, are more affected by scratches than an optical scanner would be. Either way, technology's pretty cool. If you want a feature-rich, premium smartphone with all the bells and whistles currently available, the S10 is the phone for you. But it's kinda also just another rectangle with marginal improvements over last year's phone. I'm gonna keep using my Galaxy S8 Plus for a little while longer. I don't feel the need to switch just yet. You can always plop a skin on your old phone and pretend it's new, and then take that $1,000 you just saved and fly